From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Spanish region of Catalonia is reportedly preparing to declare independence, perhaps by Monday, following last Sunday's referendum deemed illegal by the central government in Spain.
Benvolguts i benvolgudes compatriotes.
During a televised speech Wednesday, Catalan President Carles Puigdemont appealed for calm and peace while expressing determination to pursue independence. He again called for mediation with Madrid. The Spanish government said before talks, Catalonia must first return to the path of the law. The European Union has also appealed for dialogue. Frans Timmermans is the EU Commission First Vice President.
The European Commission has called on all relevant actors to now move quickly from confrontation to dialogue.
He said it's time to find a way out of the impasse working within the constitutional order of Spain. European analyst Bruce Wilson of Australia's RMIT University said as the dispute deepens, it could force the EU to intervene.
Spain politically is in crisis right at this time, and depending on how that crisis is resolved or not, then there could well be very serious implications for the EU more generally.
While most Catalans who cast ballots voted for independence, only about 40% took part in Sunday's referendum. Thousands rallied in Togo's capital, Lomé, Wednesday. They were demanding that President Faure Gnassingbé step down. He has ruled the country since 2005. His family has governed the tiny West African nation for about 50 years. Abdou Nissan said he wants the 1992 constitution back, a reference to the document's two-term presidential limit. Last month, the president began debating a five-year term limit for future leaders. This is VOA News.